Welcome to the Transition Bridge Podcast, the podcast that will help you embrace, grow, and be transformed by the transitions of life. Now here's your host, Debbie Ronka.
Welcome to the Transition Bridge Podcast. It's Debbie Ronka, your host, and today I want to just step in and talk to you about finding joy in the challenge. You know, life just is filled with challenges, isn't it? And especially when we are in times of transition, because transitions and challenge just seem to go hand in hand. So what I found interesting about this topic, finding joy in the challenge, is that you don't often find these two words to be found together in the same sentence, just due to the fact that they're so dissimilar. And yet in this journey of life, we need both. We really do. We need both joy and we need challenge. So the question is, how do you bring them both together? Especially if our mindset would be, this challenge is overwhelming, it's difficult, or it just seems impossible. How can joy ever be found in the midst of that kind of struggle? Well, that is the question, and it is a fair one. And really the answer is, we do have to find the joy, because actually it's the joy that's going to give us the strength that we need to navigate the difficult season. Seasons of comfort are always welcomed, but seasons of change, they just bring challenge. I love this quote from John Maxwell because I think it says it all. Challenge brings out the best in people, and a person who is not challenged remains in their comfort zone. But one who is challenged has a hill to climb. It may be a long, hard effort tackling the challenge and climbing that hill, but at the top, the scenery is incredible. And though it's often overwhelming in the beginning, fulfilling a challenge brings joy to life. Don't shrink from the challenge. Thank you, John Maxwell, for that quote. I think we all need to hear that, because we are always going to face and be confronted with some types of challenge. And it's going to be a decision of how we're going to step in and respond to that challenge. And we need to embrace it so we can come out of our comfort zone. As I said before, challenge and transitions, they really go hand in hand, because both are about change, the unknown, and personal growth. So it's really important to learn how to navigate the transitions in life, because there really is a purpose and a power found in every transition that you're going to encounter. So what does a challenge actually do for us? Well, number one, it's going to cause us to step out of our comfort zone, and it's going to actually help us take a new risk. It's going to teach us how to grow emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Challenges cause us to be stretched. We are strengthened. And as a result, we are going to learn the power of endurance. Challenges are all about testing our abilities, and they're the opportunity to become resilient. And it's also an opportunity for a reset. This quote by Marianne Rademacher says, "The challenge before us is to savor the unknown and delight in the taste of possibility." I love that quote, because to me, it goes right into how our mindsets will play a critical role in the times of challenge in our lives. We're either going to have a toxic or fixed mindset, or one of growth. So that toxic mindset, that fixed mindset, will say, this challenge is too difficult, I'll never complete this project. Where a growth mindset is going to acknowledge that it's difficult. It is difficult, but I'm going to do my best to figure it out. And I'm going to create a plan to complete it on time. You see, the toxic mindset is like putting that stake right in front of you, and it's allowing the overwhelm and fear to shut you down. However, that growth mindset, that's the one that just literally opens the door to possibility thinking. And it's also the catalyst that's going to allow joy to be found in your challenge. You see, we have to embrace the obstacles to reach the next stage of joy. Wes Stafford says, joy is a decision, a really brave one about how we're going to respond to life. So let's talk about, okay, so we want to find joy in the challenge. So how do we even begin to cultivate joy? I think sometimes the best thing you could do is step away from the challenge and go allow yourself to get filled up, like go prime the pump of joy. You see, because challenges deplete us of energy and they have a tendency sometimes to fill us with overwhelm and frustration. So stepping away from the challenge kind of allows you some time to have some space to think, to be refreshed, and to fill yourself up. And you want to find the joy because actually there's a benefit of joy. It fights and lowers stress and it will boost our immune system. So we need joy in times of challenge. It's going to bring a release and a refreshing. So we're actually equipped to go back into the challenge in a stronger space. Self-care is so important so you don't burn out. So let me ask you this question. Have you ever sat down with someone who just makes you laugh? How does that make you feel? I want you to think about that for a moment. Go to that place where you were with that person and you just were both laughing. I mean, how did that make you feel? Did you remember just a release of any stress you had from the day? Did you leave that time just feeling refreshed? You see, that's what joy does. And when we have opportunity to step away from the challenge, it actually allows ourselves the opportunity to be replenished. You know, recently I sat with a dear friend of mine. She's 80 years old, and her 60-year-old son had recently passed away after a 120-day battle due to a brain bleed. And it really was a long and emotional challenge for her and the family. And we sat there, we had lunch, and we just talked. She began to tell stories. And before you know it, both of us just started laughing. And I watched her countenance change. And at the end of our time together, she said, "It's been so long since I laughed. I really needed this, Debbie. Thank you." And I got to witness joy that just came into the room and entered her heart. You know, another way to cultivate joy is to have times of reflection and think about what we're grateful for. You know, everyone who's listening can literally sit down and write a gratitude list. It's critical for us to do that because if we express our gratitude and we write it down, it has a powerful, positive impact upon it. You know, it's been shown that if you have a gratitude mindset, if you're aware of what you need to be grateful for, it will decrease your stress. And it actually increases our optimism and it will have a positive impact on our mental health. So just think about that. When you're in times of challenge, step away, refresh yourself. And maybe spend some time thinking about what you are grateful for, because gratitude is a key to changing our perspective. And sometimes when we are in a challenge, our perspective needs to change so we can process, overcome, and experience the breakthrough. You see, joy just does not simply happen to us. We have to choose joy and keep choosing it every day. And so our goal when we are confronted with challenge is to find a way for our challenge to be embraced by joy. Learn how to introduce joy and your challenge to each other and allow that positive impact on you take you to another level of fulfillment because you've completed the challenge, and success because you did it so well. So I hope this helped you today to just think about, what challenge are you facing now? Where are you being depleted of your energy? How can I find joy? Maybe sometimes it's like a hobby. Maybe you need to just step away and go do something that brings you joy. And again, that's another way of filling your tank. So think of the ways that you can bring joy into your challenge. Don't let the challenge overwhelm, because you will eventually get to the other side. And as John Maxwell's quote said, the scenery is incredible. Well, thank you for being with me here again. I love my transition tribe. Thank you for sharing the episode, and thank you for reviewing the episodes as well. It truly means a lot to me. And anytime you want to just have a discussion, you can just check out my free clarity call. It's in my show notes. I would just love to hear your story. If there's any way I can help you as your transition life coach as well, I am here for you. Thank you again for coming together each week as we embrace, grow, and learn to be transformed by the purpose and power of the transitions in our life.
Thank you for joining us today on the Transition Bridge podcast. We appreciate you. If you enjoyed listening today, please go ahead and subscribe or review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to check out the show notes. And for more information about Debbie, go to DebbieRonca.com. That's DebbieRonca.com.